Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Iranian army says a missile strike on a naval vessel taking part in an exercise in the Gulf of Oman has killed 19 Iranian sailors and wounded 15. Today's statement raised the death toll in the incident, which took place yesterday. Earlier, Iranian state media reports said that the Konarak, an Iranian support ship, was too close to a target during an exercise. The vessel had been putting targets out for other ships to strike. The report said the missile struck the vessel by accident. Despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is permitting barbershops and hair and nail salons to reopen beginning today. Social distancing rules will need to be adhered to. The Trump administration continues pushing an economic reopening as the virus pandemic makes its way into the White House complex. Here's more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
After three of the nation's leading scientists were forced into self-quarantine following exposure to somebody with the virus.
I don't think it changes the push to go back to work in any way.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin spoke hours before it was announced Vice President Pence was in self-isolation after his spokeswoman tested positive Friday. Mnuchin and other top White House economic advisors made the Sunday talk show rounds, pushing states to get more businesses and offices open. Mnuchin says there's no considerable risk if it's done carefully. He told Fox News Sunday not reopening would cause permanent economic damage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Southwest Florida city closed its beaches because officials said visitors were not practicing social distancing and could have contributed to the spread of the coronavirus. Naples closed its beaches yesterday, 1 week after they reopened. Officials said the crowds on Saturday were packed too tightly together, so they decided to close beaches until a city council meeting could be held today to discuss solutions. Councilmember Gary Price went to the beach Saturday after learning about the crowds and took photos of people not obeying rules that require groups to remain apart. The state says more than 40,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed and 1,721 people have died from COVID-19 as of yesterday in Florida. Following an outcry over racial disparities in New York City's enforcement of social distancing, the mayor is doubling the ranks of non-police ambassadors to urge social distancing. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Police department data released Friday showed of the 374 social distancing summonses issued through the start of May, 82% were given to Black and Hispanic people.
The last thing we want to see is enforcement if there's any other way to get the job done.
So now the 1,000 non-police social distancing ambassadors will grow to 2,300.
What we don't need is anything that goes beyond the proper enforcement of these rules into something else.
He also notes a viral video showing an NYPD arrest on the Lower East Side was a very troubling example of the wrong approach. Julie Walker, New York.
Many people are closely following the news during the coronavirus emergency. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports a new study looks at our consumption of the news.
Many of us are stuck at home because of the coronavirus outbreak, and that makes us a captive audience for news coverage about the pandemic. But a study by the Pew Research Center says an increasing number of us want or even need to break away from coverage. The study was done late last month. It says 88% of Americans surveyed described themselves as following COVID-19 news either very closely or fairly closely. At the same time, the survey says 71% say they need to take a break from the news, either to watch or do something else. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Comedian Jerry Stiller has died at the age of 92.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
His son, Ben Stiller, said the Seinfeld actor died of natural causes in a tweet posted earlier today. Jerry Stiller began his career in the 1950s as the partner of his wife, Ann Mira, and remained popular decades later with his featured roles on Seinfeld and King of Queens. Stiller was a multi-talented performer who appeared in an assortment of movies. He played Walter Matthau's police sidekick in the thriller The Taking of Pelham 123 and Divine's husband, Wilbur Turnblad, in John Waters' twisted comedy Hairspray. Today it'll be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. Tonight, clear and breezy with overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.